Jesus, because they feel like they're going. Half my family's Jewish.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about it sometime. But so it's like, oh, there'll never be a Christmas tree in our house, my niece said. Well, okay. And her mother was Jewish and my brother's child. But so they, because they're social, they say they're social Jews because they've learned, you know, hey, Moish, we're a little group. You're going to make the shoes. I'm going to be the jeweler. David over here is going to be the baker, and we'll all help each other and buy from each other. And I think I'm always trying to figure out, why is there this prejudice against the Jews? Well, it could be things like that on the earthly level that, you know, they stick together and people are, you know, jealous of that. But on a spiritual level, it really shouts that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is God.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, the world hates me because I show them, I reveal to them that their deeds are evil.
Right.
Okay, next book is...
next one is...
Your daughter on the cover.
Yeah, part of a
Trek and Treasure.
Right, that's the series that it's a part of, but the book is actually called Redeemed and Redefined, and it's about eight women in the Bible who are redeemed by the Lord. And four of them are from the Old Testament, four of them are from the New Testament. The four that are from the Old Testament are the ones in the lineage of Christ. So they are also not just redeemed from their situation, but they are redefined because now, regardless of their past, they are now forever linked to the lineage of Jesus Christ.
God said the Messiah would come through the lineage of David, and we know both Joseph and Mary came from the lineage. And that's why when you look in the Bible as
you
a kid, you
know,
who begot, who begot, who? Abraham had Jacob, and Jacob had this, and Billy Bob had this. And
like,
what is all this about?
And it's important. Those lineages are hugely important because think about it today. If Jews are still waiting for the Messiah to come, they know that he's going to come from the house of David. They need a lineage to prove it. All the lineages were stored up in the temple. That was destroyed in 70 AD. There's no lineage that leads back to David today.
Not even Joseph and Mary?
Well, Joseph and Mary were before the temple was destroyed.
Okay.
So the lineage of Jesus is in the Bible, and we have the record of that. But we don't have any record of today's people and population going back to the lineage.
Do you ever ask, if you're Jewish, do you ever say, why do we no longer sacrifice a lamb?
Right.
Behold,
right.
Because the Lamb of God has come.
Yeah. And Abraham saw that day.
And it's love. And you don't have to give
it.
Up your Jewishness. You stay Jewish.
Right. Right. A lot of, because back in New York, we had a lot of Jewish friends and stuff as well, and still do. And a lot of the time, it's a hard thing because it's a cultural thing. It's being Jewish is cultural. And so you stay within the boundaries of the culture. And it's no different than I'm Catholic Italian when I was young. Even though I was Catholic, I was culturally Catholic. I was not a believing Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not until, whether Jew or Gentile, you have a personal relationship with God and you seek him out personally. Bible says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me.
When you seek me with all your heart.
Yeah. So, and that's open to anybody, whosoever will. So,
where do you think the Catholic Church has missed it in some ways? Because I tend to attend Vermont because I went into the other churches in town and the guy's wearing all the gay colors. It's a beautiful big white church. It's a local church. And I said, I'm not going to put myself under the tutelage of this guy. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe sinners should be in authority positions, and that also includes people living a lifestyle that's not biblical. But anyway, so I go to the Catholic Church, and it was partially created by the lady who was the Sound of Music.
The nun. I forget her name.
And she had her place up there because they said it looked like Austria, so they built this big famous hotel up there, and you go and visit and stay in the site. It's this modest little Catholic church. And having been in a lot of churches where there's a lot of raucous and a lot of noise, and you're a musician, and we'll talk about this some other time, so am I.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a little bit of showbiz has entered some of the churches.
Yeah.
And the good thing about the Catholics, you go in there, you don't even, who's singing?
You know, and a little bit of showbiz is not a bad thing. You know, I mean, even David, like, because I wrestle with that, you know, being a musician, and we had a band that traveled, but you wrestle with perfection. and excellence. And the two couldn't be further apart than heaven and hell. So it's a matter of surrendering it, because the soul needs to be ministered to as well as the spirit.
Right now we're talking about my anointed.
Yeah.
This sounds arrogant, I apologize, but I was anointed by God.
Yeah.
For the music ministry.
And that's, yes.
And I was not anointed by man. Mm-hmm. I do not want man's anointing. I don't need man's approval or permission.
Right.
And, and that's the one thing. Now, you have these books. Mm-hmm. I always want to know about this, too. I think, okay, it says in the scriptures, forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I say, okay, it's fun to be, once you know Jesus, it's fun to be entertained by learning all this. Mm-hmm. But forever coming to them. So I think it's kind of like the meat when Paul was saying the milk of the word is knowing the word. I think the meat of the word is when you go out and put bandages on somebody.
Yeah.
The meat
yeah.
of this word, when you feed somebody that's hungry.
Yeah.
So we can get so wrapped up in being, like with activities.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. It's just like, well, yeah. I'm in a crowd. We're in a group. And I'm going to raise my hand to speak. And I go, Rhett, are you speaking because you want to hear yourself talk today?
Yeah.
Or are you speaking because you have something to give the people here?
Yeah.
Now, there's one other time to speak. There are times when you're in a situation by talking, it cleans you up. When you, you talk about something and it kind of, it's good for you. It's cleansing.
Oh, okay.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Cathartic?
Yes, cathartic. Thank you very much. That's the exact word. Mm-hmm. So, but I have to now, I go, okay, now what are you doing here? Most of the time, you know. So I want to ask, now you did a book on Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was this lady on TV with three other ladies. I guess they're the wives of some famous pastors or something. And I passed by. You ever go into a bookstore and start reading from a book? Mm-hmm. And then you walked out and you go, oh, no, that's swimming in my head. What book was that? You have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, these two, I'm passing by, going, blah, 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 changing channels or on the YouTube or whatever. And they said, oh, ladies, listen to this. The same word that God used in the Bible for his love for man, he later uses to show the love that women have for their man. So if you think about it, it's so true because... You know, think about how women are saying, you know, like the Bible says, only a fool does not confer with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God has given us the shoulders to make the final decision and also to bear the consequence of those decisions.
Right.
But he is a fool who does not confer. Barbara will say, don't do business with this one.
Mm.
And if I do, I get burned.
Mm.
She always knows, it seems. And so what I want to know is... I think I have this thing where I think women are this great gift that God has given man. It says he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yes.
And so do you kind of get what I mean? I wanted to know if you found that word, and if you don't, could you ferret it out?
I could ferret it out,
I have another question. I was talking with a friend yesterday. So a contract has a beginning date and an end date.
Yes.
Does a covenant?
Yes.
Oh, it has a beginning date and an end date. So if we screw up, we can lose our salvation?
Oh, I'm thinking of it in different terms. Okay, so I'm thinking of the covenant that God has made with Adam.
Yes.
Had a beginning date, and his Adamic covenant has an end date. And that then transferred into the covenant that he made with Noah, which then had a beginning date and then an end date. So there were, and then Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. And then that was finished up with the Mosaic covenant. And then
each one was swallowed up. He loved King Saul. Did you see the new movie on King
David?
Yes.
That was very, except, you mean the series?
Yeah, he already killed Goliath and then it stops because they're filming it now.
I know. I can't wait to see more.
It's so well done. But
yeah.
Saul lost his kingship because he consulted a soothsayer.
Yes.
And God abhorred him, apparently, after that.
Yeah, well,
so that means even though Jesus called me by name, could there be a day if I did enough wrong things that Jesus would no longer say, Rhett, you're not my friend anymore?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I do know this. There is a scripture that says I can blot you out of my book. So, I don't want to be blotted out, Lord. I pray that... I trust it's going to stay, but I also know that I need to keep my heart surrendered and before the Lord, ever before him, Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this in your name and haven't we done that in your name?
We took out
and
demons.
He's going to say, I never knew you who practice lawlessness.
You TV evangelist, I never knew you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And to others, he'll
not
say,
not all people are the bride of Christ.
And to others, he'll say, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison,
right.
And I can see this old Jewish guy. Said, "But Jesus, I don't remember you. Right. Who are you?" He said, "Mr. Bernstein, when you fed me, when you fed the least of these, my brethren, you also fed me. Come in, for your reward
is great."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So let's all go out and feed somebody, do some good.
Yeah.
So I hope you'll come back with some frequency. We got a lot
Certainly.
To get to know about each other. God
yeah.
bless you and your husband.
Thank
and
you.
And welcome to Vero Beach. When did you move here?
3 years ago.
Okay. Well, yep. we'll talk more. Folks, if you're listening to this, it's a new day if you want it to be. That's the name of our show. It's a new day. It can be a new day for you. All you have to do is quietly on your own. You know that song, "When I fall to my knees, I touch the sky." Mm-hmm. And you humble yourself before God and say, "Lord, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I, my own will, I surrender my will to you. Take over the rest of my life." And I guarantee you, he will reveal himself to you, and you will be what we consider born again. It's
Amen.
A new day. The lady I've been talking to is Joanna Fruhoff, and she's written all these books, and you can find them on
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Okay, Fruhoff. Joanna Fruhoff. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses. Nivella Casa can be reached at NivellaCasaCorp.com or call 561-202-4626, providing service to Palm Beach, Broward, and Martin counties.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.